You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu in for Beth Ruyak. Musician Pauly Wargeis draws upon many influences. He blends classical training and South Indian percussion with North Indian folk and modern electric guitar technique. He performs tonight at the B Street Theater in Sacramento, where the audience will be treated to the sounds of the Mohan Veena, a stringed instrument that was invented and designed by his guru, the Grammy-winning musician Vishwa Mohan Bhatt. Pauly Wargeis joins us live in the Insight studio today with local artist Jay Nair and music from the 2018 album Whispers of Trance. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Indeed, welcome to Insight. Pauly, I see that you are holding on your lap the Mohan Veena. So, for those who can't see it because they're listening on the radio, how would you describe the instrument?
This is a combination of five instruments that invented my guru, Pandit Vishwa Mohan, but more than 50 years back, when he was 20 years old, seems. So this instrument is combination of sitar and sarangi, santur, and slide guitar, and sarod, and several instruments is combination. It has 22 strings.
Actually. 22 strings. Exactly. It looks as though it has two layers of strings parallel to one another.
Three layers of strings.
Three layers.
Yeah. This is the main string is four. And second layer is having five strings. And third layer is called sympathetic strings.
Sympathetic strings.
Yeah, the 14 strings are there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about meeting your guru and how that led to your falling in love with the Mohan Veena.
Exactly. It's a long time back. With music, my life is going on with 40 years. Since 8 years old, I'm with Indian classical music. So I was a South Indian musician. I started with the South Indian percussion and South Indian vocal. But later in my life, when I was studying in Kerala, Kalamandalam, one of the prestigious university today in Kerala. So coincidentally, I was listening. That was the Indian Doordarshan, national network, television media, is came to villages. So coincidentally, I was listening. My guru is playing. So I was mesmerized. Who is this guy? I want to catch him. So I was inquiring where he lives, and I was getting away from my home, very young age, mostly 20, 22 years old. So I went to the Calcutta. So I was only knowing Calcutta where exactly that. So, but my guru lives in Rajasthan, that is the eastern part of India. From there, I was catching him, inquiring him. And I got him in Calcutta while he came to for the concert. Since that era, I'm with him now, more than 25 years.
Wow. Jay, you accompany Pauly with vocals. What is it like to sing along with this special instrument?
Yeah, it is. I like it very much because one of the main thing about this instrument is how the artist Pauly moves from one note to another is very... very interesting. It actually directly touches your nervous system.
Wow.
You know, so then that's the kind of music I like. I try to sing where the music directly goes into you and not to your thought process or something. So it's a good combination for me to sing my kind of music with Mohan Veena.
Will you play a song for us?
Yes. Definitely.
This is Pauly Wargeis, live in our Insight studio with local artist Jay Nair. You're listening to a live performance on Insight by musicians Paulu Wagis and Jay Nair. They're performing live tonight at B Street Theater in Sacramento. That sounded amazing in the studio.
Thank you.
It is. Thank you.
Did that come from your album titled Whispers of Trance, Polly?
Yeah.
How would you describe that album's sound?
It belongs to silent, actually. We are searching. Every musician is searching for the silent through the sound. The basement of our life, it is extremely silent. All sounds are the translation of the silence or interpretations of the silence. So between two notes, if there is a small gap, that is called silent. Mm. If there is no silent, there is no music at all. So myself, I consider this album that personally the musician is inquiring his inner journey in soul, where is extreme silence of the life. This is my way. You can see the lullabies of the silence, different track are there. So all track art belongs to silent.
Jake, and what can people expect at tonight's performance?
Tonight, at the Sofia at 7 p.m. tonight, we are giving a buffet.
A buffet
of different styles of Indian music. There'll be some pure Hindustani, pure classical music. There'll be some fusion. There'll be some folk music. And we are also improvising. We have some idea of what's going to be, but there are parts we have no idea what's going to be. So it's kind of a buffet. You'll get audience will get to taste a little bit of the whole range of Indian raga system. The raga system is that the scales that of Indian music where it directly touches.
We are spontaneous musicians, actually. Indian music, the history of Indian music is spontaneous music. We never planned anything. So on this part, we are dedicating our life to the listeners or who are watching us. So this is the Indian classical structure. So today, Sofia Center in Sacramento is happening over there, our spontaneous life. Through the sound and silence.
I love what you're saying about the silence and its contrast. It's being part of the music.
Exactly.
And also about how it's spontaneous. It's like a conversation with the audience.
Exactly.
And what
the
energy is at the time. Yeah. Would you play another song for us?
Definitely.
This is Paulu Wagis and Jay Nair, who are performing tonight at the B Street Theater at the Sofia in Sacramento. Thank you.
That's gorgeous music by musician Pauly Voorhees with Jay Nair. They are performing tonight at the B Street Theater, and we have event and ticket information at our website, capradio.org/insight. Thank you both for joining us, and best wishes for a great show tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I am welcoming all of you to the Sophia Center, Sacramento.
Tonight at 7.
Tonight
7 at 7. That is Insight for today. I'm Pamela Wu in for Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drappel. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We are back with another live show on Monday. Thank you for joining us.